Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Happy, how is it, happy Thursday. Oh, my goodness. How are you, my friend?
I'm still a little groggy. I put curtains up, like new curtains up, and are darker.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm like,
you said, oh, it's night-night. It's still night-night.
What time is it? Oh, it's almost time for the show. Oh.
I know what that feels like. Oh, no.
You're always up early.
In my case, it's like, sure, I can do half a day's work in 45 minutes before the show. Go. And I did, and I'm a maniac. But there you go. And there's certain, it's actually a good example of, we've had this ongoing conversation about sometimes we're asked, well, how can you do that show 3 times a week and you're so busy and da-da-da-da-da. That's a really good example of doing what you have to do to make time to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got up extra early today so that I could do the show, but in order to do the show, to make up for that time, I had to get up early and squeeze in a lot of work to prepare for the work that I have to do when the show's over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even think twice about it. It's chaotic when my 11-year-old and my husband are micromanaging and arguing about schoolwork and stuff, and I'm trying to prepare for a meeting. I'm like, I know it's 7:10, but I'm actually working right now. There we go. You just make it work. And that's a really good example. I'm sure you have many on your end as well. You thought it was earlier than it was, but that's okay. You're going to scramble. Groggy and otherwise, like myself,
yeah,
a little frazzled, and we're going to be present and show up.
Yeah.
If we show up, that's really half the battle, because it's about being present and seeing where we are needed on this Thursday. And it's also December. It's the holiday vibe is kicking in whether we like it or not. So it complicates things like work, and every December I say this, I've been saying this for 6 years, and of course I have to have my husband and my oldest son's birthday smack back-to-back in December.
All right.
In addition, and the hits keep coming, in addition to all the other chaos, in addition to getting as much work done as possible because of the inevitable holiday slowdown, et cetera. And you just do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And catch your breath when you can, So that's it. And we've been very busy on the show.
Yeah, we have been.
There's
been a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that where I think, some of the conversations have been very heightened. Well, actually, many of the conversations, not even some, most. Let's just say it real. Most of the conversations, especially, let's say, the last 6 conversations we've had with callers have been very heightened, very extreme. Many of them have been emergency type of situations, And thinking about that, I was going to say to you before the countdown, we say hello for like 2.5 seconds and then the music starts and we start the show. I think it's like it's a reflection of what's going on. It's like a barometer. If you think about the law of averages and how that's going to trickle down to this tiny little internet radio show, I think it's a sampling. You know how like the water department, they'll get a sampling of what the municipal water is like? I think it's like an energetic sampling of what is going on so universally. people are braced, you know, they're being braced with shocking news, sad news, crisis, panic. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Excuse
me. You know, there's well, in my family in particular, we've had people deciding, I think I'm done. I think it's time to go.
Yeah, lots of deaths, true.
A lot of deaths, all the passings over. So, like yesterday, I had a great aunt pass away.
Oh, my goodness. On which side of the family? Your dad?
My dad's side, yeah. So, this is the last. Now, so this is my dad's favorite aunt passed away.
Was she here in the States or in the Philippines?
No, she was in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the Philippines. She was in her 90s. And I posted this on Facebook. Found out yesterday morning that she passed away, and we were just talking about her over breakfast, my aunt and I.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we were just talking about her, and she is she was I think the next to the last one in her family left alive, like as far as like my dad's side of the family. My grandfather passed away in the 60s, like early 60s or mid 60s, and then I don't know how many people were in the family, but, you know, it's Philippines, so probably a large family. And so for the longest time, there were just two left. And one is here in Atlanta. It's my Lolo, Kinting. We celebrated his 90th birthday last year. And he is the baby of the family.
Was he at the graduation party?
Yeah, he probably was.
I think so. I think I remember seeing him.
He probably was. I usually take pictures of him when he's falling asleep on the couch somewhere, you know, mouth wide open. And
oh my
that's
God.
Usually when we're usually like, hey, it's a party. Lolo's sleeping. He's the only one left. And what's interesting is that when he came over to the States, it was in the early 90s or mid 90s, maybe. And I thought he was really old then. You know, I'm like, wow, how old is this guy? And when I met Lola Mary, my grand aunt who passed away yesterday, I met her when I was in the Philippines out one time. I was in the Philippines.
Right.
Over 10 years ago, 25. And I thought, wow, you know, she looked pretty old then too. And so I was like, well, you know, for my dad's side of the family, it's like either you're in it for the long run, like you're hitting the 90s, or, you know, you're done early. It's like no middle ground. It was like, not like I think I'm going to check out really early. It's like, no, we're going to hit close to 100. We're going to see how far we can go.
Wow.
So it was just very, very odd that, yesterday morning over breakfast, my aunt was just talking about, you know, like, you know, reminiscing in the good old days, and just out of the blue started talking about that. And and then I'm like, okay, well, I have to go. I'm gonna go get ready. And I had walked over to my room and pulled up, you know, my Facebook, and noticed one of my aunts had passed. I had posted the, you know, that she had passed away. Oh, Lola Mary passed. It was their sleep.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, and it's that like kind of colored the entire day. Not like I was just dwelling on it because.
No, but your aunt, I mean, that's, I would say you're in, you know what I mean? You guys are housemates.
Right.
It's going to impact her. It's like, you know, it's going to impact her first generation. It's going to impact her directly.
Right.
You're their first generation dealing with the, you know, the aftermath, dealing with the residual. So, and also being very You know, we've talked about this a lot lately on the shows. Being empathetic, being an empath, you know, it's going to affect you in ways that you're not even aware of. Not maybe consciously, but certainly etherically, it's going to affect you.
Right.
Because it's going to affect her, or it is affecting her very profoundly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot, you know.
Yeah.
It's just been a lot in your family and the vulnerability, and then just the energy that's going on in terms of the macrocosm, just the outside conditions of the world and the chaos. It's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of storms, whether they're internal storms or external. It doesn't matter. A storm is a storm is a storm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. And our nerves are frayed. There's very little time to recover before there's something else that we're slapped with. And I think your aunt might be feeling a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Hmm. So, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, even Sophia.
Even Sophia.
Even Sophia's
like, I'm Filipino too. I'm a Kidopino. I'm a Kidopino. Yeah, it's a lot. So, and it's just that raw vulnerability that, yeah, we can know in our brains and our mindset to transition is a fact. But the truth of that is, because it's so unknown, that variable is so strong that it's daunting no matter who the hell you are. Because you're not going to know that experience until you go through that experience.
Yeah.
You know, you can hear as many near-death experience stories and see movies and all that, but no, you're just not going to know. Those are old postcards. It's not like, you know, experiencing the real thing. Very different. Yeah, and it's daunting. And vulnerability, that's just the word.
Yeah.
And the understanding that vulnerability, I think it gets confused with weakness. And yes, Sophia. And it's the opposite. She's like, preach, girl, preach. it's the opposite. It's actually grace, dignity, and strength.
Right.
You know? And what, I don't know why I'm asking this question, but it popped in my head. When was the last time your aunt spent some quality time with your dad?
You mean which? My aunt that I live with?
The one that you live
or?
With. The one that you live with.
Well, they went to the reunion this year.
In the Philippines?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be really nice for them to connect somehow. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I'm just saying it. Yeah. Do they talk on the phone at all?
No. Not really.
Yeah. And
not
I know
really.
I know he's not one for let's chit chat on the phone. He's like, talk to your mom. I know that. But
yeah.
But maybe the next time they're in town, maybe they can I'm sure she would love to do it. Maybe your aunt could just the three of you and her, meaning your mom, dad, yourself, and her, have a meal in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel like that would be. I mean, your dad's very self-contained and self-reliant, more so than a lot of the family members. It's just a gift that he has, it would just be, I think, nice for your aunt. And it's funny, they're actually, all of them are very self-reliant. He's just lighter about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's the oldest son. He's not the oldest child. But he's the oldest son.
Got it. So they look up to
him. Yeah. So, so since his father passed away in 65,
wow.
He's been the one to kind of
Got it. He's like the man.
Take the lead.
That's why.
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, will defer to him. I mean, actually, you know, him and my Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony.
And his father.
Yes,
are,
I love him.
Yeah, so I think he's next in line as well. Mm-hmm. So between the two of them, they kind of, you know.
Right. They're like the patriarchal figure.
Yeah, they kind of call some of the shots and, you know, make suggestions and things like that. But they definitely tend to defer to my father for a lot of advice or just, you know, what's your two cents worth here and what do you think? And
interesting. Maybe that's why that came in, where there's that comfort she would, I think she would be comforted by your dad is really what I'm feeling. So anyway, you can file that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, sorry about that. It's been like back to back with people. This 2016, a bunch of people in the Bangalan clan have passed away on both sides.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, on both sides of the family.
Both sides,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom's side too, because you just had your cousin, right?
My cousin.
And then his dad before that.
Yeah, but that
was it last year?
No, it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's a lot, though. It's exhausting for a family. It's like you have to, you know, brace yourself all over again, and you're like, oh, my God, like the bruise. I still see the bruises. They're still there, faded, but they're there. Ah, 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 ah. No, bruise on top of bruise. Ah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, anyway, sending energy to your family because it's hard.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Well, would you have a hand raised? It's
okay.
Our friend Lolita.
Oh, good.
So let me get to her. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, girl. Hi.
Hey.
We're going to get lullified.
There
lullified
you go.
On a Thursday
morning. Well, I do
it. How are you doing?
I was calling to tell you. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Happy pre-Mercury retrograde.
What the hell?
We're in the pre.
Oh, yeah. What are the... Okay. Of course we are. Of course we are. It feels like that 365. But what are the... at this point, it's like, you know what? Just tell us when it's not. Because, you know, it's like keep the tree down because you have to put it up all over again.
Well,
leave it up.
It doesn't really start to the 19th, so... Like starting next week is when everything kind of.
But you know what, though?
You know.
To me, it's like, it's just everything, it's so overlap. I mean, good to know, really good to know in terms of being mindful of anything unfamiliar.
Yeah. That's
you know
all.
What I mean? Completely unfamiliar, or if you're able to. Avoid signing legal documents. But of course, if you have to sign a legal document because that's a mandate and there are consequences if you don't, then by all means sign that paper during the retrograde. So we don't want people to be so paranoid.
What?
But just like anything new, like, no, I don't think I'm going to take that violin class during the retrograde. You know, I don't think I'm going to, you know, come in or do something out of my field, completely out of my field with someone I've never met before. I think people get caught up where, well, I can't take any work because it's new work. No. You take new work. You could take new work with new people. But if it's something completely new, that there's no familiarity with it, like – taking on work that you have never done before in terms of a skill set that you haven't had some accustomed to or some comfort with, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't take driving lessons during the retrograde.
No, I think this is more actually more auspicious because for me, it's like, you know, doing the numerology-wise, it's really, you know, making you – rethink a lot of things, taking away a lot of everything. And it's in the sign of Cap, so it's actually more pivotal. And then you end the year on a new moon on December 29th. So it reminds me of my December 2012 year when I had my new moon and right before my birthday and Cap, and it's the same thing happening. and 2012, we all had a spiritual shift. So
right.
I think this is like a powerful Mercury retrograde. It's like basically not only we are in 2016, but let's end the year of clearing out every single thing that no longer serves us and then begin the year.
Yeah. Clean.
Yeah.
It's time to clean up. And I love me a retrograde. Look, stuff's going to happen. Your computer, your phone's going to, you know, get stalled, things like that, technology. I just look at it like, okay, I have an explanation because the tech stuff goes crazy during the retrograde. More than you can tell, it's obvious. Everybody can notice that. But it's more like, okay, what can I donate? What can I get rid of? My desk is really cluttered. How can I be more mindful and in my thought, word, and deed? How can I empower myself with the choice to feel lighter or heavier? Stuff like that, real simple, basic stripping down. And like you said, I totally agree, just to clear that stuff out and to take advantage of those energies that are very conducive to regroup, reorganize, streamline, do what you can to simplify the chaos. I agree.
Yeah, so you know, like if you really look at a number wise and astrology wise, I mean, it's actually an exciting time. It's not even a dreadful time. It's actually exciting that how science can be put together at this, during this month, and how rewarding it can be if we just take, you know, just go through this process. I think it's awesome.
That's a great approach. It's a great attitude to have. More people, I wish more people could have that attitude. And I think it takes work to have that attitude because it's defying the illusion. It's defying the hologram. And it's moving past those effects, because we're going to feel everything. You know, talk about virtual reality. How about reality? It's so funny. Virtual reality, it's like, why would I want, it's like, it makes me laugh. Like, why would I want to see a horror movie?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, put the news, hello, like, why? Well, I'm going to pay for that? So it's, to understand that if you can take what's there and defy it, in a sense. I was having a meeting yesterday, and those of you that know, listen to the show, one of the things in my profession is I'm a casting director, so I was having a meeting with a prospective client, and one of the roles that need to be cast actually is a replacement, because for this actress for a lead role that he's friends with, because a lot of people that hire their friends, that's show business people, half the people cast, they're friends with the director. There's always an inside job, just FYI. Makes my job really challenging because it's always a puzzle. So he wants to replace her, and this is his friend, because she is so undone and devastated by the results of the election that when they had a conversation about 2 weeks ago, and look, this just happens a month ago, whatever, right? But they had a conversation 2 weeks ago. She was so devastated and so affected and so emotionally paralyzed, and the conversation went on way too long, and it was very one-sided, like on her side, just about the how devastated she is, and he could just see how unhinged and emotionally affected she was. He's like, I can't have her be in my film. And I said, okay, I have some ideas, of, you know, people that are not only amazing and talented, but also professional. That's part of being professional. Like, you know, reel in your stuff. You know, you could have a good cry, go to the bathroom and have a good cry, get your splash some cold water in your face and hit the ground running. So the point is, well, what I said to him was, well, you know, that's a shame that, you know, she was so affected by this. And in the spirit of what you're saying, Lolita, it's like they really have won if we let that get so under our skin that we can't even work or be professional. Then they've really won.
Yeah, and also it's just any modality, whether you're channeling for somebody, doing numerology, astrology, psychic reading, tarot reading, mediumship, those are just messages that align with the energy. So a person can, you know, turn around and take that message and really backfire it on them. So
absolutely.
It's just, so no matter what it is in spirituality, it's about really embracing what is being told or, you know, shown to us at that time. I mean, and being excited. You know, at the end of the day, we are our worst enemy. You know, we destruct our own self of not following that vibration and, you know, and that message to keep going. So, you know, again, astrology is no different. You know, to know what's going on and really taking it to the next level as far as, you know, especially, you know, you guys teach numerology. So it's like, well, the numbers games are very, very powerful. So why not take that information and go for it?
Right.
It's like a diet. Someone gave you a great program to alternate your lifestyle in the next 30 days. People get so excited, follow the rules. But if you don't follow the rules, you ain't getting the results.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah.
So
I
come with exciting news. So happy. So listen, y'all. Let's purge.
Purge, girl, purge. No, it's wonderful. And what I was saying at the meeting yesterday was, wow, I've never felt more competent in my work, or even, you know, Elisa and I on the show, because that's a great way of repurposing all this chaos and uncertainty to cycle this energy into what you're certain of. You know, we're certain of a couple of things. We're certain that we're going to do the show 3 times a week to the best of our ability. We're certain that we're going to run our businesses to the best of our ability and then some. To really appreciate what is in our field of experience, you know, then no one's won. Then we've won. We've won if we can be in appreciation of our relationships and our experiences, and to delight in what we, you know, might otherwise bypass, you know, like a sunset, a flower, a laugh with a friend, you know, just to see the sacred in the everyday.
Yeah.
Then no one has won, but we've triumphed.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
I like it. Yep. So you're always a ray of sunshine when, you know, you check in with us. And it's great. And it's great energy. You know, sometimes, and I think you just have that intuitive sense where you'll be listening to the show and Elisa and I will have 2-3 callers back to back. And maybe it's been, you know, a little bit challenging or it's been heavy, and you'll call to sort of just bring it back full circle to just that lightness. Mm. So we appreciate that as well, which is good.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Can I,
of course.
Can I get actually a message?
Yeah, let me pull it up. I'll tell you. Okay, I'm ready. No music. So, but I am going to talk a little bit so we don't have dead air. So I'm connecting to Lolita's energy, and she'll let me know when she has selected her message.
Pick.
Okay. So the number for this message, Elisa, is 512. And the message is, how will you ever know what you're capable of or what is possible to experience unless you energetically make yourself available to receive?
You know what's so darn funny?
What, baby? I love it.
So the last 3 days, I swear to you, I'm so proud of myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I am, you know, I'm at the store, and, you know, back then with the store is not, it's a little, you know, slow, a little challenging.
Well,
I've kind of, you know, been,
yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the last 3 days, I'm not going to lie to you. I probably had like 2 customers every single day, and I am okay.
Great.
And I'm like, I have witnessed this. So when you're saying that, it just totally, it makes sense because I have totally just like truly surrendered. I'm like,
right.
It's all
going to
come together. I can't worry.
Yeah.
And you're right. And when you receive, it comes in different ways.
You don't know.
You
can't think about it. You can't plan it.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you just have to be open to the field of possibility. Just tell yourself, I am open and ready to receive in the field of possibility.
And the great thing
it.
Is no
yeah.
one's even asked me how the store doing. And that's a wonderful part because that lets me know my soul is shifting. Like, I get it.
Right.
And I'm not attracting that question anymore.
Right. Right. No, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is really, really, really beautiful. No, I really know what you're saying. You know, you have your business. Elisa's running the business. I'm running the business. And it's so wonderful to get to that point where that trust and that things unfold and come in that you don't expect, but that you need to get you to bridge any possible gaps, that there is a flow, and that you recognize and embrace that there is a flow, and you have that faith that you're functioning and embracing and living and breathing in that flow, and that you get what you need on a need-to-know basis. So that's wonderful, because
yep.
I think it's a good barometer that you're not getting those questions as much, you know? And I never looked at it that way before, so that's very interesting, where I don't really get, so you're working. It's like, wow, you're doing great, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing really good. I always got stuff going on. So that's interesting because they're not picking up on the perception or the illusion of lack or fear or insecurity.
Yes.
So
yes.
that's really powerful.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. You know, I realized that after learning, you know, what triggers are and what working with James, like, okay, yeah, that's what it matters. Because you create where you're
triggers.
At.
Right.
Yeah. You create where you're at. So if you come from lack, you're going to get all these, you know, different questions and
reminders.
You know, the more you work with it.
Right.
Yeah, and right. So that's where I'm at. So I get it.
And I think I said the number was 512. I'm curious what Elisa has to say about that.
Oh, well, I mean, it totally goes with that message of being receptive, you know, open to these possibilities, being receptive. I mean, the 5 is about change. And it is basically about possibilities. And it's about experiencing some of those possibilities, even when they don't seem like the opportunity you're looking for, they lead to other things. So the 5 is just being adaptable and open to those things and realizing that it's going to seem like a mixed bag of things until you just decide to ride it and see what happens. And the 1 is just you being decisive. You know, you're the 1 is at that the center of that sequence. So that's you directing, you know, what your energy is going to be. And you said it perfectly. You know, you create where you're at. So if you are feeling lack, then the opportunities that come your way are going to show you a few things and remind you, oh, that's what you're vibrating right now. So that 1 is important. That's the whole reason why you are experiencing what you're experiencing. I mean, that's why, you know, we're here in this form at this time. So the 5 just allows you to stay very, it's not even grounded because you're not going to feel grounded, but it's going to allow you to stay present to these changes that are happening, that are always happening. You just don't always notice them in certain degrees until it's like a big deal that it's happening. Then the 1 is you. And then the 2 is this receptiveness. This 2 is saying, well, what are you taking in? And what are you deciding to focus on? because that's really what you're going to be taking in, right? Whatever you're focusing on. And then that's also what you're going to put back out again. And if, you know, I'm sure you added it all up, it ends up being an 8. I mean, that is what you're creating. You just said it
Hello.
On yourself. It's what you're manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and
it all cycles through. So if you look at manifesting made up of a 5, a 1, and a 2, then the changes are with you, and the changes end up, you know, affecting not only you, but the people around you, and in fact, draw situations to you as well. But you are only going to create from what you have received. You know, that's the material you have, right? It's what you're receiving,
right.
or what you have received. So it's interesting because it doesn't stay static. It's not like, oh, well, no, we're done. We got it all full. I'm not going to do anything else. You know, you're going to manipulate that. You're going to change things around. I almost feel like they're showing me that there's a loop. You know, if you think of 512 being a loop, because it starts off with change and it ends with change, because with a 2, like I said, you're going to put that back out. Then that 5 ends up being, comes back into the picture, because now what are you connecting to? What are you bridging yourself to? That's going to be a change. That's going to bring up its own set of opportunities, to grow. So it continues, cycle continues. It's just, we're not always aware. Sometimes we build in these routines. So very little kind of catches our attention until something happens that does. And usually it's something out of the ordinary. It doesn't have to be necessarily bad or good, but it's just something out of the ordinary that catches our attention. So now all of a sudden our focus is there. Yeah, it's a good message. You're on it. You know, you
very
get
good.
It.
Yeah, I love it. You got it immediately that you are in the space to receive. And
I even closed down yesterday. I even closed down yesterday when it got me a shrimp pole boy.
Good.
went to Woodstock Truck and Tap. I'm like, let's go. My friend owns a food truck, and her husband was out there in Woodstock. And I said, you know what? Close 30 minutes early. Let's go get shrimp po' boy.
And as you're doing stuff like that, say, and I'm sure you do, but just really claim and say to yourself, by doing this, I am raising my vibration and opening myself to receive by doing
you got
that.
It.
Yeah, and that really is like the power pack, so that you will neutralize any unconscious charge that feels like, I should just be Cinderella and scrub the floors and do this and do that and not, you know, like really claim and celebrate that you are raising your vibration. Something so simple. I had to work and stuff yesterday and ran some errands. And then I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to take the scenic route. I love to walk. I'm going to take the scenic route. There's some parts of New York now this time of year that are absolutely beautiful. But, you know, I ain't going no place near no Trump Tower because that's crazy over there. I ain't going no place near. My brother lives around the corner, poor thing. I feel so bad for him. Anyway, so I have to find my little pockets of pretty. And unfortunately, for so many years, I would appreciate on 57th Street, which is his block, but it's like Millionaire's Row. Every year for, like, I don't know, 20 years, his organization would put up, it's very beautiful, I don't know what they call it, the Trump snowflake, I don't know what the hell, I'm sure his name is on it, beautiful, beautiful, huge, lit up snowflake. So I don't want to go no place near there. So I find other roundabout things to appreciate, and New York's a great place for that. And I treated myself to a venti skinny mocha. I said, I'm going to take these 200 calories. This is a skinny mocha. I'm going to take these 200 calories, and I'm going to stroll home. And I'm just going to appreciate, I said, because I am raising my vibration. And like the mess and the BS and all the chaos isn't going nowhere. That's waiting for me at the spot. So between where I'm at and where I'm going, I'm just going to take, and maybe it was like another 45 minutes instead of rushing. I gave that to myself. Something so simple as taking a stroll, doing a little window shopping, doing a little people watch, really appreciating what's around me, having a venti something to take with me on the stroll to keep me company. That was a treat. And I said to myself, it's so simple. I said to myself, I am raising my vibration because I need it.
There you go.
That's it. It's so simple. That's it. Doesn't mean you have to go get yourself a pair of, you know, expensive shoes. It could be
right.
So simple. Like, you got yourself a beautiful sandwich. You know, I got myself a beautiful flavor coffee. Simple.
There you go.
And it was
that's
my Starbucks
all.
Reward, even better. It was my reward, even better. Even better. I had my stars paid for that. Yeah, even better. So that's what it is. We have to now more than ever, and you have to look at it as you're self-medicating and as that you are, in fact, raising your vibration. And I'm sure that sandwich tasted really good.
Yeah.
I love me a food truck sandwich, girl, please.
Yeah, Integral and a Frat Girl came out yesterday.
Ooh, that's okay. She
right.
can come out.
Oh, she yeah, all
out.
Day.
All day. That's it. She can come
all
out.
Day.
All day. All day. But that's great. So, yeah, just tell yourself.
I will. I'll tell them that. I'll say that statement.
Yeah. That's it. I am raising my vibration. I am ready to receive. And it's like this song lyric that I referenced a couple of weeks ago that I'll reference again, Nina Simone song, Tomorrow is My Turn. And my favorite line from the song is, time to receive without giving.
Yep. Oh, I like that.
Hello.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying it to you, because I knew that it would resonate. Time to receive
yep.
without giving. I'm like, yes. Yeah. We really need to remind ourselves of that because we feel like give to a fault. To our own detriment. And then we end up scrambling when we have to do for ourselves. Then we're shortcutting that or we're overlooking that. Really what that is, that's neglect. So the fact that you are taking mindful, tender care, something as simple as a delicious sandwich or a flavored coffee, whatever that is, just taking time to breathe, that's an investment. And that's another thing that I say to myself, too. I say, I'm raising my vibration. I am making an investment. I am investing in my frequency. I am investing in my greater good. So it puts a whole new spin. And it doesn't mean you're going to be on your couch and you're going to binge watch. No, this recommendation is for those of us that go 24/7 that we're going on ethers. Okay, this isn't for that you're ready on the couch. Okay, you guys are good. This is for those of us that don't even know what the couch looks like. Just want to have a little, you know, disclaimer here. Well, she said, let me just raise my vibration past the cookies. That's a whole other situation.
That's
you know?
So funny.
Yeah, it's true. So it's for those of us that feel like we can't even take a moment to gather our thoughts or catch our breath because we're just running. We can't catch up with anything. That's what I'm talking about. So anyway, well, always a pleasure to hear from you, little ray of sunshine.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you guys and taking my call.
All right, girl. All day, every day. All right. Love to you and Adam. We'll talk to you soon. All right, darling.
You got it.
Bye. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
And I love it, too, because she always gives us the heads up, which is great. She's like our weather girl in terms of what's going on in the cosmos.
know.
You know what I mean? Like, new moon, thank God. Okay, oh, she'll send little, you know, emails to us with videos, or what, which I love. Little heads up. Like, I don't even have to check the farmer's almanac, like, online about, you know, when the next retrograde is or whatever, because she'll tell us.
Right.
It's great. So we have a head. Yeah, we have a head. We have a heads up, and you know, with everything that's got, we could have said 2016 was entirely in retrograde. Like, what's big deal? The whole thing, big deal. Just be more mindful. Just be more mindful. You know, things are maybe a little bit under a microscope during that time when it comes to legal issues, et cetera, or delays or technical breakdowns or communication. But, you know, no big thing. Just be mindful and lay low.
Yeah.
Which we should do anyway these days.
Oh,
no matter
gosh.
What. Yeah. Because it's crazy out there.
Yeah.
Lay low, stay strong. Yeah. Unbelievable.
There's you know, as you were talking, I was feeling like with things that are happening in this, you know, vibrationally, you know, with it being a universal nine, you know, 2016 equals a nine, mm-hmm. and we've talked about that when you know things have really gotten crazy. I'm like, oh well, you know, it's not like, oh, just to explain it away, but it's in a sense to understand how these vibrations work. And I feel like 2016 has made a big deal about, you know, no, we're totally rocking this nine. We're gonna all the aspects of the nine.
We worked it. We ate it, chewed it, cooked it, sauteed it, sliced it, diced it. We did everything. We did everything with our tofu. We did everything. Oof.
So when we're looking at this, and as you were talking, I was. Just sensing that this we are working out how to express that nine, even if it's not a 9 year for us individually, for personal years. But you know, when things are coming to an end, or things have to change on a very big level, how are we handling that?
Right.
How are we taking care of ourselves? Not just handling that, but handling ourselves. How are we taking care of ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to hear about the actress who just can't handle, you know, the results of a political situation.
So she lost a role. That's okay.
I mean, that's, you know, yeah. That's an extreme.
Yes, it is.
And so, like, what has to happen for that to even itself out?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the need to finally, you know, whatever has to, the feelings that have been pent up, does it have to be unleashed? I mean, what has to happen? The emotions, but at some point you have to get back on track. Like, what have we been holding on to? I mean, on both sides, I feel like we've just gone through these extremes of, well, this is almost like all the things I've ever wanted to say, and it's all going to come out like it's Tourette's syndrome, you know, like that's how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things I've just not been able to say, I'm just going to say it out loud now, and you know, it's like, whoa, what is that? And then all the things that you think you are entitled to have, that, you know, has completely rocked your world because that's not how it happened. I've had, it just reminds me of something that happened when I was an advisor for my fraternity. And so this is at a college setting, and there's definitely a trend with the students. And this is, it's been, you know, a couple of years, but it hasn't been that far out of the scope.
Mm-hmm.
Where if a student didn't get his or her way, To join our fraternity, it's not like we had to haze you or anything like that. You had to complete requirements that were like service requirements, because that's basically pretty much what you're going to be doing when
that's
you're
the
in
premise, the premise, right?
You know, that's what you do,
right.
And you know, you have a certain timeline, and there are certain, you know, aspects of the requirements that you have to get through. Like, there's a social aspect, there's a service aspect, there's a leadership
mm-hmm.
aspect, and and so if you can do all that within, it's a very short time frame, you know, it's not like the whole semester, but, you know, it's a few weeks. And if you can't figure that out, then technically, you know, you can try again next semester. But we rarely do that. We usually split hairs over, well, this person's a nice person, so we should let that person in. We do a lot of that nonsense.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, we have people that can't maintain, they can't do this as an active member. They can't maintain basic membership because they couldn't do the basic.
They couldn't fulfill it. Right.
Right. So, you know, we've started changing that trend of just letting, you know, because they're nice, letting them in. You know, we're having to stick to our guns in some cases. So that's at least, I think, a step in the right direction. Because otherwise, just why go through that whole formality? Just like, okay, hey, you're in. You showed up. You're in. You know. So we had a few people who did not make it and got their parents involved in calling the school to protest.
I knew you were going to say that. They're going to get the parents to get mommy and daddy to fix it.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't let my precious daughter or son in because, you know. And it's like, these are the requirements, you know, like if, and I, we would say, well, would you say this to a professor? And I'm sure they do. Like, oh, well.
Right.
You
yeah.
know,
oh, of course they do. And what
you
and
know
the,
they do.
And the crazy thing is they're, but once they turned 18, they're adults.
Right. Right.
They're adults. So why is mommy and daddy jumping in?
Right. It's interesting. Because, you know, you want to have someone who's going to advocate for you, but if you just fell short, then, you know, it's not the end of the world. You can try again next semester, you know, or in that case, or you could take the class again next semester, maybe. You know, you could repeat the class if you didn't get the grade you needed to get.
Self-reflect, figure it out. Figure out why it didn't work out.
Yeah. So
have some accountability.
Right, right. And so I think with some of the expectations, like, yeah, I definitely wasn't pleased with the election results, but I wasn't going to let it destroy me.
If anything, do your best work. And that's really how I feel. Like, I'm going to put everything into what I can put myself into to eclipse that energy so it doesn't infect me more than necessary.
Right.
You know, you could have an infection. It could put you in the hospital, and it could go into your bloodstream, and could go into the bone, and you could die. Or you could have a runny nose and keep it moving. I choose to have the runny nose and keep it moving. It's very interesting because just last week, so one of the other things that I do in my profession is I teach, or I direct industry showcases. So young actors at a studio, and then people in the industry, like agents and managers, we present work to them so that the students could have possible representation. So I put together this presentation of like 24 kids between age 4 and 18. And you know, it's really fun because they know. They walk in, I'm like, you know I'm crazy, so don't even say anything to me. I'm like, I'm throwing kids like from one end of the room to the other, and they love it. But anyway. I'm like, let's go! Because they give me no time to do it, and they book me all the time because I'm really good at it. So we rehearse, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then it's the following day, and now we're doing a little brush-up before the show starts. And the day before, the oldest one was a girl that was actually turning 18 on the day of the show. So she was 17, but like 24 hours from turning 18. She knows what she needs to do. We rehearse, happy-go-lucky, la 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 la. Okay, 24 hours later, I'm doing a brush-up, getting them ready. A monumental task. So she comes in. She scurries in. She was late. And I'm like, oh, everybody, let's say happy birthday. And she looked like I was like the Grim Reaper. Like, don't you dare. And I'm like, oh, you're going to do this when I have no time to throw this together. And now we're going to make this about you. Okay. So with one, it was really funny. So with one hand, I put my hand up like the stop sign, like, okay. And then the other, so they were also doing the holiday party. So the owner's like, it's not too early for you to drink. I'm like, you know what, girl, I need a drink. And so I had a drink. I'm rehearsing with a drink in my hand. So I have one hand, it's really funny. So I had one hand in her face like, oh, okay, we're going to stop this. And the other hand was holding a drink. Okay, and I have 24 kids, you know, whatever. I said, okay, we're not going to do that, clearly. And I'm like, okay, let's go. Meaning, it's all about taking care of business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she runs out of the room. I'm like, all right, okay. So she goes, I slammed the door, because I don't play. She goes, she left the door, I slammed the door. I'm like, let's go. Okay, so I had to Frankenstein it, okay, because clearly she's not in this. So I got to Frankenstein it. Of course I do. Genius. And then she left her backpack. So she comes back in, and I'm thinking, okay, great. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. Good. She's a trooper. The show must go on. La, 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 la.
Mm.
No, she went to get her stuff. So she's heading out. She doesn't say, she can't look at me. She doesn't say anything to me. And I say, I hope you feel better. Boom, slam the door. Get it? Get it all together. Then the door opens again. So she disappears. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know her. I forgot her name. I know nothing. She's out of my memory bank. La, 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 goodbye. Dealing with, you know, I had 9-year-olds that were more professional. So I'm devoting myself to them. Then the door opens again as her mother.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're reminding me of talking about the kids with the parents. These are adults, right? So she's like, where did my daughter go? I'm like, I have no idea. She left. And I said, excuse me, I have to rehearse. She said, and then she's in my face. So I still have a drink in my hand, and now my hand's in her face, right? Still got the drink in my hand. And she says, you had no right to let her go. I said, I am not the owner of the studio. Talk to the owner. And by the way, she's an adult. Thank God, because it was her 18th birthday. She's an adult. Talk to the owner. So I sent her out of the room. I still had a Frankenstein. Now everybody's like giving me less and less time to do this. I only had a half hour to begin with to like put it together. Right. Yeah. But of course it was full circle moment. It was one of the best presentations that we had ever done because
wow.
I just spoke. Yeah. It was amazing. I focused on the work. And I wasn't going to take on anybody else's indulgent BS. And this is going to backfire on this girl because I had a conversation the next day with an agent that was in the audience that I'm friendly with. And he's like, so, yeah, we all noticed this blonde girl that was, like, sobbing in the hallway. And I'm like, okay. Clearly she wasn't in our presentation. And clearly, she's never going to get a call.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I pay attention. Mm. They all pay attention. We all pay attention. So
right.
Like this woman, so you know, she's going to be that woman 30, 40 years from now. 30 years from now, she's going to be the woman that I have to replace because she's going to be paralyzed from that election.
Right.
So she needs to find something else to do for her profession.
Wow.
Because you got to be so tough. And if I have 8 and 9-year-olds that are more professional and more thick-skinned because they're about the work and they know how tough this industry is, learn from somebody half your age, you know. And then I found out after the fact from the owner that this girl was freaking out because she was afraid I'd be angry at her. I said, angry? That means angry? No, I can't be bothered. Forget angry means I care. I don't care. You know, angry, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, like, you need to find something else to do.
Mm.
Because you just pulled a lot of focus onto yourself. So I'm not angry at all. I am completely out of the realm of even thinking about it. And having your mom in my face... That doesn't cut it because you're an adult.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Isn't that
yeah.
funny? Mommy will
yeah.
fix. No, mommy's not going to do nothing.
Yeah, and I wonder about that. I wonder if it's, you know, when you have both parents working. It's a dynamic that I'm not used to because my mother pretty much stayed at home. And
right.
Like for the brief moments when she did work, it was part-time.
My
and
mom,
like,
too. She was home. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's that steadying influence. So, you know, what
That's
flashed
a good question.
A,
Yeah,
so I have a cousin,
both parents working. Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin who's, I think she's like your age, and she's got three boys,
mm-hmm.
And she and her husband, they worked all the time. They were busy. They were always busy.
Right.
Made good money, but didn't. I think in a way, not that they didn't spend any time with their kids, but as a way, at least for her, a way for her to compensate for not being there is to pretty much get them whatever they wanted, because she could do that.
Yeah,
she could,
and that will backfire.
That.
Yeah, that will backfire.
So I think, and that's her kids are in the same generation. I think of the kids like nowadays where
right.
Like, oh, well, now, so I feel like maybe that's what's happening where a parent will step in just to,
right.
Now I'm going to defend because, I'm here. I can
but
do
I have
it
to,
now.
And that's my role as a mother. Right.
Right.
So I have to, that's a very, very good point. I didn't think about that. And it's interesting, and I know we're over time, so we'll just wrap up this thread. But there are some kids I've taught for years. I'm friends with the nanny. I have never met the parents.
Wow.
So that's a very good point. And the thing is, one of the reasons why I'm so manic is that I am home and I'm working.
Right.
It's because I wanted to be the one stirring the soup and making the cookies, while I'm thugging it out, in my industry.
Right.
And that was really, really important to me. And that's very hard to do, and it takes a lot of energy. I don't really recommend it. You have to just have a lot of natural energy reserves because it's really difficult. It's been very difficult to the point where I know it hasn't been healthy to have had so much happen all at once. The great news is that it's not a constant and that's occasional, but there is a flow and there's a discipline that I have to have in terms of my time management, which
mm-hmm.
I'm very good at. But that I don't recommend it for, it's not for everybody. You kind of have to be wired a certain way to be the primary caregiver and to run a business that you can have a lot of it be home-based and still be out in the world and find a way to be very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Using babysitters or now my husband, now that he got laid off, which now makes it easier. But it's really not for the faint of heart by any stretch of the imagination. But good point that you said. That makes a lot of sense that she showed her maternal instinct. I'm going to find out what the deal is with the mom. And what job she has. That's a very good point that you mentioned, so I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, show is, again, as always, fabulous conversation. Here we go again. So if you need to contact us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great show's hosts and programming available to you. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks, as always. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Take care.
Bye. You too, baby. Bye.
Bye.